Thousands of tyres have been removed from East Belfast bonfires this week in the run-up to the 11th night celebrations. Of course, this has been across our news for days now. Contractors acting on behalf of Belfast City Council removed 1,800 tyres from one site in Lismore Street last Sunday. Then bonfire builders in the East voluntarily took tyres off sites at Conswater and, of course, at Avonale. It is, as we know, illegal to dump or burn tyres, and under the law, retailers are supposed to store them securely and engage a registered waste company to dispose of them properly. Sometimes they're shredded and used in making roads, etc. And the body responsible for enforcing the law in Northern Ireland is the Northern Ireland Environment Agency. Let's speak to the PUP leader, Councillor Billy Hutchinson. Good morning to you, Billy.
Good morning.
And we have the Green Party Councillor, Rachel Woods. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
And we were talking about this earlier this week, Billy, and then the role that the Northern Ireland Environment Agency has to play. We were speaking with yourself. They have told us it is not responsible for removing tyres or any other type of waste from bonfires. This responsibility lies primarily with the landowner. What's your reaction to that, Billy?
Well, my reaction to that is that that's probably true, but they are responsible for environmental crime. Now, if they want to tell me that tyres being dumped, no matter on whose land it is, that it's not an environmental crime, then I don't know what is. I mean, you know, the problem with all of this is it is an environmental crime. You know, we've rehearsed this, and everybody has said this. Lots of people come on your show and said this. There's a £2.50 tax.
Yeah.
So therefore, if there's thousands of tyres being dumped at bonfires, right, that's not being paid.
No, and of course, and this is what we were talking about earlier this week. Yeah. If you go and change a tyre, you're paying for the new tyre. You're also paying, as you mentioned, that tax, a couple of quid for this disposal of the old tyre. And then the question arises if, for example, in one particular site, 1,800 tyres, that's just not a couple of tyres that have been found at the side of the road. That's a huge number. So how are they getting there? Well, look, when we went to the Environment Agency, they told the Nolan Show that it has a programme of tyre retail retailer visits to check retailer compliance with relevant duty of care responsibility. So basically, the check up on what happens, you know, what are they doing? Are they following the process? We asked the agency how many visits it had made to tyre retailers in the past 12 months, and the answer was 67 across six councils in Northern Ireland, and that includes 11 in Belfast. The agency also told us where there is sufficient evidence, the NIEA will take enforcement action against those producers and or carriers who allow tyres or hazardous waste to be put onto bonfire sites. So then we asked some more questions. We wanted to know from the agency how many times the NIEA had taken enforcement action against those producers and or the carriers who allow tyres or hazardous waste to be deposited at bonfire sites. So let's simplify this again. They're trying to find out if they've broken the rules, how many enforcement actions have they taken in the past 3 years, we wanted to know. And we also asked what the outcome was in terms of fines, etc. And this is the interesting part. The agency told us that the NIEA has taken enforcement action on four occasions in the past 3 years. So four in 3 years. And that resulted in issuing four warning letters. Does that seem like a sufficient response, Billy Hutchinson?
Well, no, it doesn't. And, you know, I'm sorry if I keep harping back to this. You know, they are responsible for environmental crime. Now, you know, I can remember having a discussion with the Chief Constable in 2011, Matt Baggett, and I asked him about this and said to him, you know, if you were coming here from a country to live, and you had no money and you wanted to make money, it could be made an environmental crime because we do not have enough legislation to deal with this. Now, this is a serious point. There is lots of this going on and there's millions upon millions upon millions of pounds being made in dumping waste where they shouldn't be dumping it. The reality is it takes millions and millions of pounds to clean it up. Now, the Environmental Agency have only have done four in the last number of years. Now, I could assume, and I'm making an assumption here, but let's say there was tyres lifted from four bonfires. They didn't lift any of them. They got the council to put a contractor in to lift them for them. Is that the four they're talking about? So it just seems to be that there's four recorded in the council, and they have recorded four, but they're all at bonfires. And Stibbethall, I told you, they don't. Not their job to lift tires from bonfires.
Well, let's bring in Councillor Rachel Woods at this point. Given that the issue of tires on bonfires has been an issue for as long as I can remember, for years, are you surprised to hear that the body responsible for enforcing the law, the NIEA, have issued four warning letters in 3 years?
Well, I'm certainly surprised that it's been warning letters, not actually enforcement cases, but they do actually have powers to take action and duty under the Waste and Contaminated Land Orders and also Clean Air Acts, and it gives them responsibilities for regulating and monitoring enforcement.
Yeah, but they've told us it's not. They have told us it is not responsible for removing tyres or any other type of waste from bonfires. This responsibility lies with the landowner. So in some of these instances, it's the council.
Well, I think they really do need to take some more responsibility for that. They do have the powers under legislation to do so, but they're actually very underfunded and under-resourced. And that's then when they traditionally, you know, go to other people like the councils to be able to do the work that they have the responsibility for them.
But you see what happens when we find ourselves in that situation, Rachel. You have two bodies, the council, the NIEA, and both are kind of saying, well, it's kind of the other people, they need to sort it out. Or, no, the other group, we don't have the money, so they have to help us out. And then, therefore, who has ultimate responsibility? Who should share the blame for any inaction?
Well, exactly. That's where we got to ourselves at this point in Northern Ireland. That they see it everywhere, but I can only echo calls that have been made for years. We need an independent environment agency and a watchdog to be set up in Northern Ireland, which actually has some teeth in order to tackle environmental crime and look after our health. And Billy's right, this has been going on for years. There was statistics released in 2016 that over 400,000 tyres have been burnt in Northern Ireland. And we really need to take some responsibility about that and do something. It's a public health concern. People are breathing these in. The tyre releases more than 100 different chemicals into the air. And we know in urban areas where air pollution is already quite high and air quality is low, that this can only lead to many more health problems with the communities breathing this in.
I do wonder, someone was tweeting me about this the other day, Billy, in terms of CCTV. So at different sites over recent years, surely if there is a lorry or some large vehicle bringing 1,000 tyres, over the years, has there never been CCTV to catch that, to find a registration and then therefore follow through with a prosecution?
Well, they have not done it in the past, and I don't want to get into a specific case.
Neither do we.
No, yeah, exactly. So, you know, I'm aware that this lorry registration was given in. They were found out. I know that they'd found out who owned it because the registration was able to be traced. And if they had traced the registration, they knew it belonged to a company that worked with tyres, and it was well outside of Belfast. They had to drive at least 60 miles to get here.
But they were within Northern Ireland.
Oh, they were within Northern Ireland. But I think the problem is, and I think Rachel has hit it in the head here, and I'm very glad, Rachel, you come on the show, because you've actually proved that I'm not insane around this. We do know that there are problems around environmental crime. It needs to stop. And if we need to set up a new organisation to do this, then that's fair enough. But, you know, if the agency is sort of underfunded to do this, Rachel's right, we do need a new organisation to do this, to tackle crime. It is a very large crime indeed, in terms of millions of pounds, and it's also destroying the environment. Now, you know, in terms of people talking about what we need to do, it's not just around the 11th of July. How many other of these tyres all year round are disappearing, and what are they being done to them? Are they being burnt somewhere in the country, or are they being disposed of the way they shouldn't be? Because all of these are hazardous, and that's the reason why they brought that money in to say you pay £250.
And you know yourself, Billy, there will be people saying to the radio this morning, why do loyalists, why do people that want to celebrate their bonfires, some of them still continue to burn tyres, when they know, we all know, the damage that it does and that it is illegal.
Look, listen, let's be very clear about this, because, you know, I want to get people to understand. There's 35 bonfires in the cultural expression group in Belfast City Council, and it's grown, but there's 35. They stick to the rules. You don't burn tyres or hazardous stuff and all the rest of it. In my own DA, I think it was 2 years ago, a young lad lifted up a jar or a bottle of something which had sort of a nasty liquid in it, and he ended up in hospital.
Yeah.
Now, the child survived, but that isn't the point. That child could have died. That was dumped by somebody illegally on a bonfire site. Now, the reality is, and this is my point, the people who are bringing the tires to the bonfire people are the people who are responsible. They burn them, which they shouldn't do.
And is there no shared responsibility there, well, Billy? If you're building a bonfire and someone says, do you want a load of tires? And you say, aye, sure, go on ahead.
Yeah, well, that's not the point. The point about it is that people don't think about the environmental.
No, but it is the point if you're saying it's solely on the responsibility of the people that bring the tires there.
The point that I'm trying to make to you is that, you know, the person who brought that hazardous waste to the Shankill, they were definitely responsible. Nobody ever was found for it. Now, if they were found, they probably got a letter to tell them not to do it again, because that's what the agency is saying. The point that I'm making here is that people who are supposed to be responsible companies are bringing this stuff. The people who are burning them, we've asked them to desist, and that's what I would ask them to do. They need to consider the facts. Now, let's be very clear about this. It wouldn't be too hard to pick any working class community around Belfast in particular and look at the problems with health. And I can guarantee you that asthma among children is very, very high.
Yeah. Now,
I'm not saying there's a correlation between the bonfires and it.
Definitely can't be helping, though.
Yeah, no, but the point I'm making here is that's what we need to be thinking about when we put this stuff into the air, that there are people out there who are on our inhalers while they're children or while they're older people, and they can't get a breath. And while we do this, it's making it worse. But the reality is the responsibility lies with the Environmental Agency and those companies who are illegally dumping.
But again, surely there is still some responsibility, Billy, with the people that are building these bonfires.
I've already said that, you know, we would ask people to desist from it. The point I'm making to you...
Yes, but you're saying that on one side and then saying, the responsibility lies with the NIEA and the people that dump them.
So we have an NIEA because they don't have any responsibility, and the people who have the tires don't have any sort of protocols around it. Of course they do. The point that I'm making here is that they're the people who bring the tires. And if they don't bring the tires in, they can't burn them.
Okay, Gary's got a question for you. Gary, good morning. Go ahead.
Good morning, Benny. Good morning. I was going to say the good man was talking about environmental damage.
You mean Billy? Yes, he's still there. You can talk directly to him.
Sorry, Billy. You're talking about environmental damage. What about wood? Those pallets are totally reusable and recyclable, and there's a good 5 to 10 years of use in them. And every piece of wood you burn... You're talking about people with asthma. I've got COPD myself, sir.
Yeah.
And they spoke. I don't live in a loyalist area, thank God, because I feel sorry for the people that do that. Go out and enjoy yourself. But there's no time in this day and age for burning wood. You think about it, there's 18 football pitches cut down in the Brazilian rainforest, and you're talking about Brazilian or environmental crime.
Okay, well, let's let Billy respond.
Gary,
okay,
Gary, let's be very clear about pallets. You know, the pallets that are being used, there's blue pallets, which are ones that are used all the time and are worth money, and then there's other pallets. Again, people get those from companies. I mean, so, for instance, there's 16 beacons going to be in Belfast tonight, and they're going to be lit, and they're full of willow wood. So, I mean, you know, as far as I've been told, and I think that this has been supported by many environmentalists, that this is probably a better way of doing this. Now, there are 16 in Belfast. You know, we are talking about one or two, or at the most three, bonfires in Belfast, which is causing the problem. That's what we're talking about. And I've said to you that on a very positive note, and we need to recognise this, that people who are making bonfires have actually moved towards a scheme which they obeyed by all these rules.
Okay, let's talk about one just briefly because we are, again, tight for time, Billy. Police, and I've heard this, of course, in the news, they've told Belfast City Council that the loyalist paramilitary group, the UVF, was involved with the bonfire in a letter to the council on Wednesday, and police said that there was a risk of serious violence if council workers tried to dismantle it. And that is, of course, the Avenil bonfire. What's your reaction to that?
Well, my reaction is that nobody in any organisation should be holding anybody to hostage, but I don't think that, from my point of view, I understand that it's not the UVF, that it's an element in East Belfast, so it's not the whole UVF.
There's no UVF involvement in that, or is there?
No, what I'm saying to you is, I think that the police need to be careful about how they say this. What I'm saying to you is, go up to Shankill tonight, go along a Shore Road, and see what's going on. Go to Woodvale Park and see what's going on in there.
I understand the point you're making, Billy, but let's go back. But let's go back to Evanil.
The point I'm making to you here is, if the police really want to get the real culprits in, name them, but don't be naming a whole organisation that wasn't involved in this.
So you're saying there is no UVF involvement?
I didn't say that. Have you listened to what I'm saying?
I know, Billy, but
I am saying to you that the police should actually name what they're talking about. Now, my view is that the whole of the UVF, as my understanding, is not involved in actions against bonfires or doing anything else. The reality is, and we need to get this very clear, you know, it is not the whole of the UVF. So it's up to the police to actually
And with
tell
the greatest respect,
is.
Billy, what relevance does that have? If it's some
because
people, if it's a certain amount of people within the UVF, it is people from the UVF. There is involvement from the UVF.
No, that's not true. I mean, Vinny, I think if you've been about long enough and stop playing semantics here, you understand that whenever the whole of the UVF give an instruction for something to be done, then it's the whole of the UVF.
So what you're saying is, and correct me if I'm wrong, that there is involvement from the UVF,
well,
but it maybe doesn't have the okay, the go-ahead from the top of the UVF.
What I'm saying to you is that you would need to ask a council about the letter. If you've got a copy of the letter, then you would need to check with the police. And what I'm saying to you is that I don't think that actually...
Okay.
Doing what's being done here is actually about besmirching everybody rather than actually going to the culprits who are involved. So
are you saying, are there two different UVFs now? Is there an East Belfast one?
Vinny, you know, don't try to act known here. That's why I'm on the show, because Nolan's not on it. But the point about it is, you asked me to come on to talk about the environmental agency. You threw this at me. What I'm saying to
it's
you...
It's a fair question, though, Billy, surely.
Well, it's not a fair question, because the fair question is the police need to answer that question. The police need to answer it. The police cannot throw over a blanket ban over everybody and blame everybody. They need to actually tell us who it is. And unfortunately, they haven't done that in this letter. Now, for me, that's a bit lazy by the police. Now, the other thing about it is, if the police know that people are involved in any activity which is criminal, then they should be arresting them.
Okay. Councillor Rachel Woods, last word on this is going back obviously to the issue of the NIEA and again the fact that they in the last 3 years have sent out four enforcement letters, this in relation to burning tyres. Your final thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, letters are not going to cut it, clearly, and it doesn't go in any way to protect our air quality and our environment.
So who do we go to? Who's responsible? Who do we get to take action?
Well, I see a lot of people. We need to have dialogue with bonfire builders, community groups to refuse tyres for health reasons and ensure that everybody understands what they're burning and the effects of it on the local community. It's dirty and it's dangerous. The companies need to know what they're doing and they will be held accountable. So we need NIEA to properly enforce this fly tipping and polluting our air. They need to hit them where it hurts, not with letters. There's issues with fraud too. If you as a car owner are paying for a company to dispose of tyres properly, then they're fly tipping, and that's a concern over contract and trading standards, and that needs to be looked into. So everybody's got a responsibility here.
Okay. Councillor Rachel Woods and Councillor Billy Hutchinson, thank you both very much. Last call on this for now. Bob in Belfast. Good morning, Bob.
Hi, Vinny. I'm having a good chuckle to myself listening to Billy Hutchinson getting so exercised about crime, especially environmental crime. I think, like most typical loyalists, he decides to pick what's unlawful and what is lawful.
Well, I think that's unfair, and he actually isn't with us now to respond to that.
Well, so. I would love to know his views on the crime of trespassing that's taken place at Avonlea Leisure Centre. If he's so exercised about crime and laws being broken, surely he should be called.
Well, let's not assume his response to that, because he's not here now to answer, and he did give us 20 minutes of his time.
I think the point needs to be made. And my main point is, I think this whole narrative about the tyres is a complete, and pardon the pun, a complete smokescreen. Because if the police hadn't abdicated their duty, then these illegal fires wouldn't be built. And I think it's telling that we can't hear anything from the new police chief constable, who was on Twitter and everything last week and now seems to have gone to ground completely. The police are failing in their duty, as they do every year. It seems to be this period becomes a period where laws can just be broken.
OK, Bob, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you very much